It's showtime.
Carl, how's it going?
It's going great. What's happening, Drew?
We were talking to Vinny from Sponge, and the show's off to a flying start, I think.
Oh, so it's all rock stars today. Cool.
Exactly.
It was not off to a flying start because I was having Carl-esque audio issues.
I'd already forgotten about that, but
I didn't.
No, that's.
But I fixed it.
That's hey, what's Mark, hard. Why don't you put a whole episode explaining why you had audio issues?
No, I spent the beginning part of this episode explaining it. It was a bad cord. The cord was pulled.
How much flack did you receive for the episode explaining it?
The thing that people were most pissed about was that I put ads in front of it.
What are you going to do?
Guys, there's a button on the app. It's go ahead, 30 or 15, whatever it is. You can just bounce through it.
Well, where are we starting today? Because I know you got a couple things going on. I'm very interested in both of them.
Yeah, so there was news that broke today, which is odd that it broke today, that Sophia with an F, our friend Sophia Franklin, was talking about celebrities cheating. And she brought up that LeBron James cheats. Now, this hasn't been news until today. Am I right about that?
I think you're right.
And never heard about it.
I also think that she could be looking at some defamation if she can't prove that, because she was not very specific in the clip I heard. But continue, well, Carl.
What's I am interesting not afraid here, to sue.
Apparently, Sophia doesn't really have the juice that we think she does, because this came from an episode on September 22nd called
What?
The Devil Wears Forever 21.
Wow.
Yeah, I had a hard time finding it, Drew. Wow. When you sent me that clip, I'm like, I don't even know if this is out yet. Turns out it came out a month ago.
Yeah.
People are just picking up on it.
So why is it a thing now? Did somebody clip it and start sharing it and it got shared by the right people?
Okay. Probably, yeah.
Right. Exactly. So let's start at the beginning of this segment. And my track number one, she does her Men Cheating Hollywood edition.
Oh, God.
Let's talk about Men Cheating Hollywood edition, okay? That should be like a reoccurring segment, honestly, but we're going to do it today for fun. Adam Levine got caught cheating, okay? And the news just broke out, and it's all over the internet, and people are in hysterics, and I don't fucking know why, because no shit, Adam Levine is cheating.
That's a hot take.
Yeah.
That's a hot take.
I have to say, this show is just gold. All the vocal fry we listen to, she's my favorite vocal fry.
She's something else.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Yeah.
She's the best at it.
But that she didn't say anything there. She just explained the story and had nothing to say.
Right. So basically, this is right when that leaked with those text messages and everybody had fun with that. There are all those memes that went around. And so Sophia is explaining that no one should be surprised that a rock star is cheating on their wife. This is pretty much common occurrence. So that goes into my number two here.
I think 97% of a famous artist, athlete, fucking Olympic player, Sean White, I don't give a fuck, they're going to cheat. Like, it's a known thing. So I don't know why everyone acts so shocked.
Maybe
her pronunciations are just second to none. Yeah. 97. Maybe the weirdest way of saying the most simple words.
You really think it's 97%? Maybe in her hoary world, right?
It's 97%.
97%.
Well, Mark, what I thought was fun about this take is that basically it's Chris Rock's take, my track number three.
Man is basically as faithful as his options. That's how faithful a man is. No more, no less. And you see all these fat Republican guys going, I would never do such a thing. This is a travesty. I'm like, nobody's trying to blow you. Ain't no 20-year-old girls trying to blow Orrin Hatch. Ain't nobody trying to give Newt Gingrich some. I don't give a fuck. You ain't never gonna hear Newt Gingrich go, man, I wish these hoes would back up off me.
Oh, that's great. That's so solid.
So it just reminded me of that take. I'm like, I've heard this before, but presented better than this. And that was precisely it. So now we're going to get into where she outs LeBron. And this is actually, I do think this is actually an interesting take on what was wrong with how Adam got busted cheating.
You know what I think is worse than the cheating? Don't be dumb. You are famous, Adam. You know how fucking famous you are. You can be a little sly about it. You know what I'm saying? Leonardo DiCaprio, I know for a fact, because, I mean, I've never been invited, but my friends have. He goes out and his bodyguards or whatever go up to the girls, ask them if they want to go back to his house or wherever. They sign an NDA. LeBron James, same shit. Should I be outing all these people?
Hey, good move by those guys. An NDA to go back to his place.
I guess she answered her own question, and the answer is yes.
Where did she get the pronunciation for Adam and back? That is weird. What is that?
Oh, you want to hear the best vocal fry? Track 7 is a good example of vocal fry on the word Adam.
I want to know who slid in first, this girl or Adam.
Oh, my God. Jesus. These people listen to this all the time. Adam.
Or Adam.
All right. Now, by the way, since we're talking about that, I also sent you a clip. It has nothing to do with anything we're doing today. I just thought you might enjoy it. There's an ISO on there
that
I think would work in a
question.
Lot of. I think that could work in a lot of
Thank
different
you.
Scenarios.
Oh my God! Yes.
Thank you for providing.
Definitely keeping that and
Adam.
All right, so Sophia's doing this show without a guest, but there's like some type of co-host. I don't know if it's her producer. She never really explains. I tried to look it up. Whatever. The co-host comes on and is like flabbergasted by Sophia saying that LeBron James is cheating on his wife.
That's 5?
Yeah.
What did LeBron James do?
LeBron James has various parties constantly where NDAs need to be signed and women are at.
Mm.
You didn't know that? You didn't know LeBron's a cheetah?
I didn't. He seems like such a family man.
Oh, my. See, you are the rest of the world who don't understand how shady most people are.
No.
I'm not really sold by Sophia's proof.
Yeah, you're not
He has people sign NDAs. That's not really. I mean, you're going to go out and say somebody cheats on their wife. I think you need a little more than that.
Well, also, the way that she presents this, she's like, you didn't know that? Everyone knows that. Apparently not, because it's national news today.
Yeah.
Apparently we didn't all know that.
Is she going to be creative or smart enough to just pick a rant and pick him out of the blue? You know, I mean, that would be really random for her to choose him, though.
She should know better than to throw out a celebrity's name like that.
I thoroughly agree with you, but it makes me believe that it's true. Like, she really does know something.
Well, she says because he has people sign NDAs when they go to his parties. Now, is that true? I don't even know if I believe that.
Look how long Magic got away
Not long.
Well, I mean, a lot of people didn't know until he had names.
I don't know what that said either. It's a very weird topic. It's getting awkward around here.
Sorry.
Carl?
Well, this is my exciting conclusion on this piece, because this is very interesting, the way that Sophia thinks about cheating and how you should go about such a thing.
I don't get how dumb and disrespectful you have to be to put shit in writing. Like, you really don't need to. Have your fucking security guard or your friend text this bitch. Disappearing messages on Signal. Like, there are ways around this, and I think it's just so fucking disrespectful. Like, if you're gonna cheat, cheat and be sneaky about it.
Oh, that's not the disrespectful part.
She sounds like she's suggesting that the NDA says LeBron James is about to cheat on his wife. Sign here and don't ever speak of it.
It might. We don't know. So basically what she's saying is sneaky equals respectful.
Yeah.
She goes, listen, cheat on your wife all you want, but you're texting this hoe and she's posting it on the internet? That's sloppy. It's like Tiger Woods level sloppy. What are you doing? You're going to get busted.
Yeah, nice morals. Nice, like ethics.
Isn't that amazing? Like, you get caught by your wife cheating, and you're like, yeah, but I was being super sneaky about
no,
it.
No one's supposed to know.
I just did everything I could so that it wouldn't get out.
Yeah, I think she's been led to believe that she knows a lot more about the world than she does, because she has all these people listening to her ignorance. I mean, doesn't that have that effect? Look at Britney Spears and her Instagram. She thinks she's really brilliant.
Yeah.
And funny.
Yeah, because there's sycophants that tell them that.
Right.
Well, Drew, I have good news for you because I listened to the latest episode of Sophia with an F. And she is going to teach us about Venmo etiquette. This show is called Venmo Friends or Foes. Now, are you familiar with Venmo etiquette at all, Drew?
No, I'm not.
I had a feeling. All right, good.
Not at all.
We have much to discuss.
Good,
then.
I can't wait.
Wait. Sorry. Are you familiar with Venmo?
Yes, I'm familiar with Venmo.
All right, well, that's a starting
point.
It's
a way to get money from me to you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Me to Carl, or Carl to me.
Cash App, PayPal, they all fall underneath the same etiquette. Let's start with my track number 8. Let's lay the groundwork.
There is a certain etiquette when you decide to cover someone and pay for someone with the intention of that someone paying you back. It is a very delicate dance that you have to do. And I'm not being fucking dramatic. I am being dead serious here. And I have stopped being friends with people who didn't know how to go about Venmo requesting me.
Nice friend.
What?
Guys, do you want to be Sophia's friend or not? I want to help you all out here.
I would like to have the option.
Right, exactly. Yes. I don't want to be out of the friend zone just because I didn't Venmo correctly.
But I thought that you Venmoed someone because you owed them money.
Yeah, right.
And so if the money's in the account and they get the money, then that would be the extent of the etiquette in my world.
In your world, that would be, but there are do's and don'ts, and she lays out, there's basically three rules that she lays out for
us. Okay, I'm ready.
We're just going to go in order here, Mark. Let's hit the next one.
There are so many do's and don'ts when it comes to this type of shit. If you are the type of person and you spend our entire vacation or a good portion of it in your little notebook, scribbling away, tallying up the margarita you bought me at the bar 2 days ago, and then just down to the decimal. I mean, if after the trip, you want to Venmo request me, that is completely fine. If you hit me with a Venmo request that has a decimal and you calculated that shit to exact change, I am disgusted by you, and there is something wrong with you.
That's really
and
harsh.
There is never a reason that the Venmo should have a decimal and there should be change involved. You always round up or round down.
This is girls only etiquette because guys don't do this. No. I don't even know if girls do it. I mean, do girls really go on vacation to expensive places that often? Is this really a relatable thing?
No, it's not relatable at all.
It actually is. You'd be surprised. And I think, Brandon, I think you might know about this better. Like, whenever people go out, they grab lunch together, they do whatever they're doing. There's constant Venmo that goes on behind the scenes afterwards.
Yeah.
You've seen it, right?
Yeah, but not based on going on a vacation with somebody and then splitting it afterwards.
Sounds like a very personal thing, like she's talking to one person.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, I have to agree with her on this one. I would round up or down too. I just not so passionate about it.
It doesn't ruin
my day at all.
I don't want a friend to send me an invoice of everything exactly. Just like, here's $10 for those drinks you bought.
I would think that Sophia with an F would be picking up people's lunch. I wouldn't think she'd be making requests all the time.
I would think if you go on vacation with someone and they pick up drinks at the bar one night, you would pick up drinks the next night. You don't need to settle up when you get back from your vacation.
Mark, that's the way our generation lives our lives, because we're kind of keeping track a little bit. It's close enough. And so you bought lunch last time. I'll buy you lunch this time. This generation does not do that.
And to that point, I was really annoyed by the last clip, just that there is a thing called Venmo etiquette, because I'm getting sick and tired of reading these fucking stories about how you should text and what emoji is in and what emoji is
out. God, like, I know.
I don't fucking care. If you have a problem with it, that's on you.
So are we older people? Are we just so loosey-goosey? I mean, we were offending people all our lives and we had no idea.
Or we're too formal because we'll use that very offensive period at the end of a sentence. Remember that?
Well, I saw that article where it said the thumbs up emoji is offensive, and my wife sent that to me, and I sent her a link to that immediately. How dare you?
I purposely will use thumbs up more now. Right?
It's so stupid.
Isn't this really just
it's not a thing.
It's about softness, isn't it?
It's not a thing, right? I think
are people finding ways to be offended and victims?
I think they're just trying to own this like new technology.
You know, you might have hit it right
make
there.
Make it their own, and you old people shouldn't be doing it.
I have to say, guys, the way that Sophia presents this, she's very passionate about it. Let's keep going because I want to learn about rule number two.
Yes, please.
You decide you and your four friends are going to Uber and go to the club. Amazing. Love Uber. That. And one of the friends decides they're going to get the Uber. Great. She forgot to split the Uber on the way there. That's a great sign. If you forget to do that, I love you already. You guys get to the club and you're about to open the door and hop out and run in there and take your shirt off. But no, because your friend stops you and she goes, guys, I know we're all having so much fun, but before we get out of the Uber, cause like I'm for sure going to forget. Could you guys just Venmo me? I just did the math. It's actually going to just be $12.72 each.
I think Brandon, you're right. These are such specific examples. It is aimed at like one person.
Shut up, bitch.
Either Sophia with an F is really cheap or her friend's really cheap or they're all really cheap.
All right. Well, she elaborates on this one. I didn't quite understand what the problem was there, but the next one really explains it.
If I'm out and I am drunk and I am partying and I'm listening to music and I'm shaking my ass and you stop me and you get me out of that party zone because you want me to scan your little QR code on your Venmo app, die.
Whoa, that's quite a harsh penalty.
You know what? I didn't pick up on this. You guys are right. She's talking to someone specifically.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Don't bother Sophia when she's in the party zone.
Especially when she's shaking her ass.
It's like you don't wake up someone who's sleepwalking. Do not wake up Sophia when she's in the party zone shaking her ass.
Well, guys, can you imagine you're drinking, you're listening to music, you're shaking your ass. Someone takes you out of that zone. How long does it get back into that zone? We've lost 30 minutes of the night now because of that.
Yeah,
because
it takes 20 seconds to scan a QR code.
Oh, my God.
I was trying to figure out why she was so passionate about it. And you're exactly right, Mark.
Brandon,
she set this whole thing, or Brandon, she set this whole thing up by pretty much saying, like, I have lost friends over this. Like, yeah, this is obviously
one person.
Yeah, specific friend.
And that one person needs to have their own podcast now, whoever they are, just to respond. Yes.
Can I go back to
Alex Cooper?
Can I go back to thinking that there really doesn't need to be any Venmo etiquette? Can I just be old and say that way?
No, Drew. In fact, the next clip, she explains the right way to do it.
Jesus Christ.
What you can do is request the money the next day.
What?
That is proper etiquette when it comes to Venmo. There is no reason that in the middle of a fun night, you should be asking for your money back. Ever. It is perfectly okay to request the money back the following day. Hey guys, the Uber was this much. Can you guys just send me this? Fair. I love that. Of course.
Oh my God, and the complicated lives they work. They lead.
Definitely no decimals.
Ask and money. Where does she learn to pronounce these words? It's bizarre.
This is what she's spending her time.
100%.
This is the content she's turning out for this fairly popular show, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still popular.
All right. I mean, you guys are making it seem like this isn't important, but I have a feeling the boner line is going to be like, thank you for this. I had no idea.
I can't wait to hear it.
I was doing this wrong.
Wait, that's such a good point.
There's three rules, though. Yeah.
Yes, there's one more coming up. Let's learn about the third rule here.
Drew, are you writing all these down? Let me back it up, man.
I'm just scribbling.
It brings me to my next point.
Oh, great.
I don't think you should ask to be paid back if the dollar amount is a single digit. Anything under $10 is fair game. If you get someone's Starbucks order for them, if you buy them a hot dog when you're walking through Costco and then ask them later to pay you back, fucking disgusting. Oh. Okay.
She goes to Costco?
I already know I'm like losing people. I don't want to come off like some rich brat who doesn't know how the real world works because that is not me.
Well, you are. That is how you're growing up, and that is you. Yeah.
Wow. All right, Mark, I didn't want to come across that way. I agree with everything she said so far. Is that weird?
I'm kind of with her on all these things. I'm just thinking about the person from her Uber example when there's four of them, and if it's $9, so she's not supposed to ask for, you know.
Right. Shouldn't friends pick up bucks? Stuff for each other well, and you just sort of keep mental track of, hey, wait, exactly. That guy never picks up the tab. Eventually, after about, you know, 4 or 5 nights out, exactly. You go, hey, that load.
Yeah.
I mean, as opposed to doing this all the time.
Does Sophia ever pick up the tab for anything?
Or you never just, once paid for drugs.
Or is someone not always buying your hot dogs?
I mean, they just want to fight this to the penny, it seems like, or round up to the dog.
Well, she even says in here, she goes, look, if you can't afford the Uber, then don't offer to buy it and then ask me to Venmo you back. Okay, I'd rather you never offer to buy anything and I'll just take care of it without all this Venmo bullshit. I'm like, see, I mean, she's way too passionate. It's a little weird she made her whole show about this, but I was kind of agreeing with what she was saying.
How old is she? How old is she again?
It's like 27, 28.
30, yeah, I think she just turned 30.
She's 30 now? Okay.
I guess she was younger than I thought.
I got to tell you, I'm surprised she lasted this long. I thought without Alex, she would wither and die. Now, she did wither quite a bit, but she's still in the top. She's among the top shows, top couple hundred at least.
She's doing very well. And Drew, I could have been wrong about her all along. I think she's a talent. I enjoyed that whole thing about LeBron cheating out of nowhere. I'm loving this Venmo etiquette. And the conclusion to the Venmo etiquette really lets you know that she means it.
This is real shit, and you guys know it.
I'm worried that 25-year-old girls think this is really good content. It kind of concerns me, but I guess it is.
Well, I think they're receiving it a little different than you are, Carl. The girls that listen to it.
You think so?
I think they're writing notes down.
You don't think they're pulling clips to laugh later?
Yeah, only evil people do that. Yeah.
Yeah. No one listens to podcasts the way I listen to podcasts. I'm well aware of that. I'll be out for a walk and I'll hear something. I'll be like, holy shit, I gotta grab my phone and write down the timestamp. Like, as soon as I get home.
That's how we are watching shows.
Yeah, drop times. I always write down drop times, you know. Oh, yeah. 22:46 into. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is.
It's important. It's important. So you guys know we are in Jocktober still.
Mm, yeah.
We got a couple more episodes of Jocktober. So tomorrow I'm doing a show with my friend Blind Mike Geary.
It's great.
And we are going to be doing a show called The Men's Room.
Mm. Oh, okay. Good. I've listened to it, Carl.
Okay. The Men's Room, I believe it started in Baltimore, and then they moved to Seattle. They were syndicated by Westwood One. Mm-hmm. Up until 2020, they've lost their syndication now since then. But they were in a lot of markets. I know they were in Rochester. I think they've been in a lot of pretty big markets. Afternoon Drive talk.
No, I think this is a big thing because I think the intention is to be guy radio in the afternoon when everybody's playing music, which I've never understood. Good. I mean, there's so much space for a good afternoon radio show. And so these guys have...
I used to listen to Don and Mike all the time. They
were
Yeah,
they were great.
Did too, yeah.
So I think they've taken that place, and the idea is that, hey, this is a show for guys. We're going to be pushing the line. Nobody's doing this. And I'm just not sure if they're doing what I think they should be doing or not. So I'll let Carl help me make that decision. I did listen to some of it, though. It wasn't bad. It just sounded a little overly planned to me, which bothers me.
What I liked about the preview that Carl had on his previous episode was just how wacky and morning zoo it sounds. Yep. It's so over the top. And sometimes,
it's a time capsule.
Sometimes you really like that stuff. It's just audio heavy.
Oh, yeah. No, I think the production's fine. I didn't really... I mean, I hear effort going into the show. I just thought it sounded like, okay, we're going to do this, and then we're going to do this, and then we're going to do that. I like shows that can just roll.
They have a lot of benchmarks?
Too many for me.
Okay.
But,
all right.
But I'm open to Carl's opinion.
I'm nuts about benchmarks. But
So I know Brandon likes the production angle of it, obviously. But to me, this is what you heard in the late 90s, early 2000s. Like, are we still doing this, guys? We're still doing the guy who repeats the last word of the line over and over again with the crazy sound effects in the background. In the
butt. Well, if it's super cliche, no. I mean, there was some really terrible production back then that never should have been made. But there's some really good production people, too. And this show, because it does so well, they should have a really creative guy doing some funny production.
Well, it's produced by a guy named Mike Hawk. I bet that's not his real name.
He could be.
The hosts of the show are Miles Montgomery, Steve the Thrill Hill, and the Ted Smith. I want to read the description, guys, so we can get a feel for how wacky this is.
Okay, well, I'm going to take a guess up front, Carl. Is there a person of color, an LGBTQ person, and a white person?
Well, there's two white guys and a person of color, from what I can tell.
Okay, I'm surprised there's an LGBTQ producer, perhaps, or intern. That seems to be the way all these shows are going. Not this that I'm complaining.
The show started in 05, so I don't think it has that.
Okay.
It's been around a long time.
And by the way, I thought the black guy was funny on the show. I thought he was good.
You'll have to point that out to me. Okay, I will. Let me read the description here. It says, this is so lame. This sounds like a teenager wrote it. The men's room was born one evening in a dark bar during an argument over tater tots. I'm sorry, did I interrupt?
No, it's so stupid. I've heard this description, Carl. It's so dumb. Okay. Go ahead, continue.
The men's room was born one evening in a dark bar during an argument over tater tots. Months later, after all jail time had been served, all that was left was the community service. In a fortunate turn of events, the judge sentenced the crew to an outreach program for troubled alcoholic loudmouths. The rest, as they say, is history. The party has been raging ever since, and you're all invited. If you want to learn more, just tune into The Rock from 2 to 6 p.m. weekdays.
Count me in!
Whoa! These guys are having a discussion about tater tots? Is that what the show is going to be? Can't wait!
Jesus Christ. Just leave that out. You don't need to do that. People don't need an origin story, especially a made-up one.
I can't believe a judge would sentence them to a sentence like that. It's pretty rough.
It's pretty cool judge, I got to say.
Yeah, the real way it was born was a program director teamed up a couple of guys in Baltimore and said,
and it kind of worked. They got some numbers.
All right, so as you guys know, we're at Halloween time. So one of the things that you want to do when you're just trying to fill 4 hours a day, you have to fill 4 hours a day, is you talk about what everyone's talking about, your favorite Halloween candy.
No. Oh, gosh, I swear to God, I guessed it. I was like, this is not going to be best and worst Halloween candies. Please tell me no.
Mark's face right there. It's so stupid.
First off, it's so old and everyone does it. And secondly, what's the fucking point?
I put a candy corn doesn't fare very well.
No one likes candy corns.
All right, let's start with track 16, then we'll get to candy corn, Doc.
But this is simply what they consider to be the best Halloween candy.
One thing we all agreed on, and we've talked about this as Halloween rapidly approaches, most of us, anyway, do not enjoy the bit of honey. Mike, were you the one who likes a bit of honey?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet you
was. Somebody in there like
no, the, somebody just, nope. I think somebody just
Sugar Daddy's, bit of honey. Okay, because I showed up Friday at the Superfecta gig up there in Everett, and this woman meets me up outside, and she goes, oh, hey, I got something for you. No idea what she's talking about. She hands me this big-ass bag of bit of honeys. All right, and I'm like, these are the worst candies. She said, this is why I got them for you. Someone else showed up and said, you're crazy. They're fantastic. I said, well, grab one.
Does this story have an end?
Guys, this goes on for a while. I have no idea what he's talking about
at
this point.
Dreamweaver.
Who cares?
All right, let's get into the candy corn talk. What next track?
Some favorites on there include a candy corn, which I cannot take. That did not make the list, but it did in other lists.
I like candy corn.
They're okay. They don't bother me.
They taste like you're eating a candle.
Would they?
Yes.
To me, they're like sugar-coated earplugs.
Boom! Hot take!
What? Because they look like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I can't believe there's a lot of people that candy corns bother.
I guess in many cases, to be successful, you have to go to the lowest common denominator.
It's lazy. That's right. It's lazy.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm upset is they sold that for my stand-up routine. I do 12 minutes on candy corn. Those are some of my takes.
Even in April?
Yeah.
No, it's Peeps in April.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
God. All right. The segment that we want to zoom in on with the men's room is called Random Question. Now, my track 15 is going to set this up for us.
And these are just some of the stories that we've come across. Stories that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question. And this is how it works. You call us. We ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your story with us, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question.
That doesn't make any sense, Rick.
I'm lost. No, I'm totally lost.
Totally.
This is way too much work.
Yeah, none of this makes any sense at all. So basically, this is such a waste of time. Basically, what they do is they have callers call in, and they ask them a question, and then the caller has to answer that question from their own personal experience.
Didn't the caller have to tell a story?
Yes, the caller has to tell a story based on that question from their own personal experience.
So what they would do is somebody would call
up. Surprise!
And they would say, they would say something like, this is my guess. So, have you ever cheated on your wife? And then the person would, answer whether or not he did or tell a story about it. Well, the reason we ask you is because LeBron James has been...
Has this been multiple market tested?
I guess.
I'm sure the person they call just happens to be called from all the other markets, too.
All right. So I bet it's
a totally fake call.
It's too much work.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I was trying to listen. I didn't know what was going on.
Right. There's a disconnect there. Like, they want to tell these wacky news stories. That's the whole point of it. But then they also want to engage with callers. Well, we also have to get callers in, so they figured out a way to connect the two.
Engaging with callers is always the winner.
So it's the flip version of just talking about a story and going, has that ever happened to you? Anybody out there? Give us a call.
Right.
Okay.
Precisely.
Well, okay. Now
it's
I'm giving him some points for doing it a little different, even though it's confusing as shit.
Well, let's start with track 18. I'll show you how this plays out.
Okay, great.
And today is the day that we do our random question. Question 206-421-RON. Random. Hello, Steven. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
All right, Steven, welcome to the program. And the random question. Okay, let's start with this one. What did you discover about someone, but only until after you moved in together? Maybe a strange habit? Something you were not expecting?
I
love that imaging. That imaging really hooked me.
I left in the, because every single one of these calls, I don't have them all, obviously, but every single one, they ask him a question like that, and they go,
Yeah, you got to think about it.
You don't ask open-ended questions like that. It's too hard. It's the same thing in an interview.
Yeah.
Like Stuttering Johnson, tell me something you've never told anyone else.
That's such a good question.
There's a reason I wouldn't have told anyone else.
I like how that caller answered.
That's such a good question.
I can hear the
nothing. what if the caller just goes nothing? I don't know.
That question turns into the guy goes, well, you know, it's crazy. My wife never reuses a towel. She uses the towel, goes right in the laundry.
That's the way it's supposed to happen.
And then these guys all go, oh my gosh, you know, I go to a hotel room, my wife uses all the towel, they get into a whole towel talk.
Oh God.
For 7 minutes.
That's very relatable to the audience.
Well, it is. You guys gave me shit for washing my towels after one used to.
See how relatable it's totally normal. This happened on our show. We didn't even know it.
Using a bacteria-filled towel. I'm glad these guys gave us this topic.
So then they go, okay, this is what this question is based on. Apparently, some guy on Reddit, he posted this on Reddit. He found out his girlfriend didn't bathe very often and smelled bad. That's not a news story. That's just a post that somebody put up on Reddit.
Yeah, I'd rather hear that post. I'd rather hear them read that post. That sounds hilarious.
They get into that, too.
I'm starting to like this show.
But this, I know, you guys are like, this is great.
Maybe they can engage another caller out of this.
They've engaged me.
Out of the Reddit story.
I'm sorry.
Let's hear the next random question. Track number 19. This is another one that I don't know how you answer this.
Oh, Andy, welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Andy, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. Since we're talking about childhood and everything else, and probably your parents taught you a lot about this, but what are you a stickler about when it comes to manners, even if it's your own kid calling someone Mr. or Mrs. or Sir or Ma'am, or what is your what is your sticking point?
This is making me hate myself, Carl.
That's a great response. Oh, could
you imagine being asked that question after you called to a radio show?
No,
what are you gonna say to that?
I'm just trying to hate myself.
All my manners? What do you mean? That's why they're manners.
How could I have been in this business so long?
You notice that the guy was giving him answers because he knows what a stupid question that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like maybe he could be saying yes, ma'am. Or maybe he could be saying. So the guy's answer is to say thank you when someone does something for you. Okay.
What a stickler.
Oh, that's powerful.
And that is what leads into the story this is based on, my track number 20.
Oh, Jesus.
The reason we asked, what are you a stickler for when it comes to manners? A dispute over etiquette turned fatal in New York City.
Okay, I'm starting to get it now.
Yeah, that's the formula for a 40-minute segment. And by the way, that is random question part one. A 40-minute segment that I listened to today. So
I want to find out I bet you there's other shows doing this. I'm just guessing.
Oh, let's Google it. Let's see.
Hey, the locker room's doing it. It's very effective. For 40 minutes of drive time.
I fucking hate the name of a show like that.
And then, locker room?
Yeah, and then when people call in, they're like, welcome to the men's room. Like, I just, I don't know why that bothers me.
Did the caller say, Olay? Is that their hook? Is that their hook?
Yeah. No, they say, Hola.
Hola.
Like, Hola. And I didn't pull this. I should have. But at one point, they go, Hola, bitches. I was just not. They even chucked the freak.
Well, they say penis when people come.
So if you want to hear more about the men's room, I'll be breaking that down on this week's WATP. That's going to be the main subject that we're going to go over.
I see. Does that mean Stuttering John is not part of the show?
Yeah, right.
I was just watching John go on a rant about me for 10 minutes from just today's show. So I'm sure I'll be talking about that.
And what's he ranting about, Carl?
Well, this is what he's ranting about. He says that Anthony Cumia once used a slur he doesn't like. And then he jumped from that to Anthony's an anti-Semite, which I didn't understand that connection. Didn't make any sense. And then he went from there to saying that Shuley is Jewish. Correct. He's born in Israel. He's Jewish.
Yes.
And then he went, how could Carl from Who Are These Podcasts be friendly with an anti-Semite? And why is Shuley? Because he's Jewish. I'm like, yeah, none of this makes sense, Chad. Maybe you're wrong about all of it. Yeah, maybe exactly. That's why. Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to ask. Anthony and Shuley probably know each other, right?
Or they do each other's shows all the time now. Yeah.
So, okay. It looks like people can get along in spite of John's rules.
Or he's not an anti-Semite.
Right. Exactly. And then what the conclusion is in John's brain is, why is YouTube and Patreon allowing this? Because his ultimate goal is for me to stop making money. So he's like, I don't understand why Patreon is allowing free speech and YouTube is too. It's like, yeah, it's a weird country we live in, huh, John?
Somehow, though, his logic, he seems to win every argument somehow. It's crazy.
So stupid.
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed that Twitter thread where he's like, there's three shows making money off my legacy, because the comments underneath it just fucking ripped him apart.
His legacy.
And then they had another one. He's like, these shows talk about my children. And every response is like, no, they're talking about what a bad dad you are to your children.
Loses.
Like, he has to read these responses, but it just doesn't sink in.
No, you know what, Carl? He doesn't listen to your show, does he? I don't think he does.
No, he does. He gets reports back from people, and he believes everything he hears.
Yeah.
That's why I got a cease and desist that said, you got to stop calling the school that I substitute teach at. You got to stop getting my gig shut down. You got to stop talking about my kids. I'm like, I've done none of these things,
but
John.
It's really funny to follow along, especially on Reddit or something like that, or on his Twitter, because people will be like, I can't believe Carl said that about your kids today.
Yeah.
And he goes, what?
I saw somebody on a super chat. I swear to God, this is probably 2 months ago.
On a what?
On a super chat. I saw the message says, Kevin is talking about your kids again. And you can see he was like, oh, I can't believe this. I mean, he believes everything.
Well, Drew, back when it was all about copyright, before it was about whatever he's on now, he said, Carl posted my entire audiobook on his Patreon. And that's a copyright violation. I'm like, John, obviously I wouldn't do that. That's really stupid.
You wouldn't do that to your fans, to your listeners?
No. It's only funny when I talk about it. I'm not just going to put it out there in raw form.
It's awful. Yeah, no one wants to hear that.
It would be
Drew,
ridiculous.
From Drew and Michael, I don't know.
I don't know.
I still don't know. I've talked about them 3 or 4 times, but I still don't know who they are. Drew, from Drew and Michael, I don't know.
I don't know.
Wait, isn't there another version of that?
Oh, there's a longer version. Yeah.
It's great.
He talked about us
twice, so he should know.
Oh, yeah, this is a troll, but it's okay. He's paying me. Thanks for the $5. John, Drew from Drew and Michael, I don't know, said you are petrified of challenging a pock face in an IQ off. He said he'd put up $2,500. I thought it was $3,500. Righteous bucks, my man. Well, I personally would do it for $3,500.
I don't think
that Pockface would, because I know I would wipe the fucking floor with him, because the guy is a high school dropout. Okay? So I don't fear anybody. Put up the cash and I'll do it. But I don't think Pocky would do it.
What an
asshole. I think he said he would cheat.
Yeah.
You know you could cheat on an IQ test.
Can't cheat on an IQ test. He's not going to get the answer key to an IQ test. That's not how that works.
Oh my God. Well, we'll look forward to this. But I'm convinced, though, really, he doesn't listen to your show, because he would take some of your advice, like all the, and this, Carl, I swear, I wish, someday, I think you'll do this. You'll take a supercut of all the times his guest is not where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be, or they've begged off somehow, or he's lost communication with them. I mean, that's got to be a 3-minute supercut.
All right, I'll reveal something right now. This is an exclusive.
Okay.
I am in talks with people to do a live show in which we give out, I don't know if it's going to be called the Johnnies or the Dabblies or the Dabbies. We're going to do an award show where we're going to have different categories of things, just like you're talking about.
Oh, great.
And we're going to show different clips, like what's going to win the Dabby? guess who wants to get away from John the fastest? And the nominees are, you know, we play all the clips.
Brilliant. That's
yeah.
I was going to say, because there was quite the streak of a few weeks in a row where his guests were trying to bail after 10 minutes, 20
oh,
minutes.
Yeah. Oh, it's phenomenal. And
you Michael, were here for an hour.
I cannot yeah. believe that Michael Popak, I cannot believe he says he worked 500 hours on that case. That's impossible. The law firm would let him go, wouldn't they?
Well, also, he said they put 500 hours into it and that it was equivalent to $500,000 worth of work. There's no way he's charging $1,000 an hour.
I hope not.
It doesn't even make sense. No, so
that's
he's
ridiculous.
Lying. Yeah.
500 hours? What was so complicated about it? I mean, somebody is padding their stat sheet. It's
oh, he's lying. I read through the case. Their initial case was, or I don't even know what the word is that you use. It was 3 pages. There wasn't a lot to it. And then when Sirius came back and were like, you need to supply some evidence. And also, what are the damages? Like, well, how much money do you want? What are you actually saying are the damages? They had no idea. They didn't know.
We were waiting for discovery.
Yeah, they're waiting for discovery. That's what he kept saying.
They don't even play his shit. I mean, they weren't playing his shit. Honestly, I could barely remember even hearing him on 101, and I listened
Sharon
to everything.
Stone's bodyguard beat the fuck out of me. I sued Sharon Stone, and I won.
By the way, I was I got to fill in for Dr. Steve on Weird Medicine. He has a show on SiriusXM.
Hey, how'd that go?
And so I got to host his show, and I played Stuttering John. I'm like, hey, look at John. You're back on SiriusXM. You're welcome, buddy.
And Sirius didn't have a problem with it?
No.
Did you feel weird being on SiriusXM along the same time that they were trying to get some of your videos taken down?
Oh, yeah, no, it's fine. I think that they probably have a system in place that as soon as they pick up on a Howard Stern thing, they just shoot out a notification. Hey, does they back down quick.
Does Dr. Steve have a PD?
Oh, yeah.
He does. So did you talk to him before and say, I'm planning on playing some Stuttering John clips. You think it's a problem? Or did you decide that you'd rather ask forgiveness than ask permission?
He's actually been pitching me to multiple channels to try to get WATP on SiriusXM.
Nice.
Dr. Steve's the best. I love that guy.
Seriously, they need content
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
They need something that makes people feel something.
Yeah.
Faction XL, which is like their whatever men talk channel,
mm-hmm.
used to have Jason Ellis on it.
Mm-hmm.
They just put out a tweet. It was liked by 2 people, so I don't know how much reach they have. But they put out a tweet. They're like, which of these shows do you think we should add to our channel? And Dick Masterson was on there, and my buddies Revenge of the Sis were on there, and Red Bar, I think. So it was all these podcasts that are like right kind of in our world.
Right.
And so, I mean, they are looking for content.
Was WATP on there?
No, but Dr. Steve gave us a nice write-in vote, so that was... Okay.
And somebody asked about the Drew and Mike show, but they said...
Drew from Drew and Mike, who I don't know.
Carl, I sent you a text. I don't know if you read it or not, but I was screaming at the podcast, which is ridiculous, but you're talking about Chad Zumach. His comedy special was on what service?
Dry Bar.
Okay. He was telling people, just subscribe and then watch my special and then unsubscribe. And I thought, gosh, I wouldn't think Dry Bar would really particularly like their people promoting appearances that way. Isn't it kind of crap?
So basically he was telling people there's usually like a 7-day free trial thing.
Yeah.
So basically he was telling people to just
subscribe to watch him and then unsubscribe. So it doesn't cost you anything.
Who was it, a rock group or a hip hop group that had like Steal This Record was like the name of their album?
That was,
yeah, I think it was a hip-hop
System of a Down had that on their albums,
Down?
Steal This Album.
Abbie Hoffman had the famous Steal This Book, which I think a lot of people did steal. But anyway, I just thought...
It's frowned upon.
I would never want someone on my service who's telling people, listen to my special and then unsubscribe. Like, there's nothing else on there they would you know, find half as interesting.
Suicide Machines, Steal This Record. Detroit Man?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's the one, but yeah.
So your listeners probably don't know who Chad Zumach is because most people don't. He did have a little stint in Cleveland. He was on a radio show and an afternoon
against
show
Maxwell, and he's so mad at Maxwell that it was one of my least favorite WATP episodes because he was so angry at this guy. You were trying to sort of just take clips of his podcast, I think, right?
Yeah.
And this guy was so furious at this other guy. It just wasn't fun.
So I've been kind of going down. I've been laying off Chad for years and finally pissed me off. So we've been kind of exposing what a hack he is. I just got audio from his most recent stand-up appearance in Florida. One of our listeners went in there. He's also the guy who recorded Stuttering John stand-up. He went in there with his phone and recorded Chad Zubach's entire set.
Oh, boy.
I think I might do that as a bonus episode because I guess there were 7 people there and Chad... Ooh. Bombed.
Awkward.
7 people. Really? They don't cancel a show when 7 people show up?
Well, that's the funny thing, too, because Chad was, when he was calling me a nerd and saying how he was cool in high school.
Well, he was voted cutest and class clown.
So? Yeah. Who cares?
That's so cool being voted cutest. I wouldn't tell people I was voted cutest.
No, so lame. When he was telling me that, though, he was talking about how cool he is. He's like, yeah, I play with Brewer sold out shows. And I go, yeah, that's because of Jim Brewer. People want to see Jim Brewer, not because of Chad Zubach. And I guess I have proof because 7 people go and he's outlining.
Is this going to be part of the show tomorrow?
He also was on this roast of Kevin Brennan that he bobbed really bad at. So I think tomorrow we're going to go through the roast stuff. And then the stand-up stuff I'll save for like a Patreon episode.
Well, I have the Sirius app and I pay for Sirius. So, Carl, I'd be psyched if you got on the channel over there. That'd be cool.
That'd be great. Oh, also, I think what we're going to do tomorrow... I'm thinking about starting up a new podcast about social media.
Oh,
who are these socials or something like that? And so what I'm going to do with Mike tomorrow is we're going to find some TikTok videos. There's a lot of politicians who want to get in with the younger crowd, so they've been putting out TikTok videos.
Yeah. They're terrible, horrible.
Yeah,
it's
so
awful.
We might break that down a little bit too.
Yeah, I mean, kids, they have to make fun of this stuff, right? I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, no, it's embarrassing. Madonna's on TikTok, by the way.
It's the whole Steve Buscemi meme. It's all I can think of.
Yeah. Right. The cool kid. Fellow kid. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to tomorrow's episode, Carl. And
how do you do, fellow kids?
Thanks as always.
This is my letter from Matt Lewinsky.
Oh. The local Clinton Township man who murdered.
He's in jail for murder. And he wrote you from prison?
He did. He murdered his girlfriend.
Wow. Podcast hitman.
He left her in his basement for 7 or 8 months before the smell got so bad that people stepped in.
Yeah.
And so he sent me a pretty long letter. I read it on the Creep Off yesterday.
Wait, can we make something clear, Carl? Did he find us from you or did he find you from us? Or are we out of this thing?
He was a fan before I started coming on here. So I don't know how he found me.
Okay.
But I know he obviously Thank knows God. Of you guys.
And don't forget when Carl said this.
Thank you so much to Podcast Hitman. And I hope that the relationship doesn't work out with you and your girlfriend and you come back to listening to these shows and helping us out.
Yeah, neither was true. Relationship didn't work out.
That didn't work out well at all, did it?
I did say that. I go, I hope this doesn't work out. Well,
Boy.
So basically, this letter is interesting. He breaks down what he does all day and every day and what his life is like. And then he asks me for money and gifts. And then he asks Dick Masterson for money. And then he wants to bang my wife. There's a lot of weird things in here.
That's on the Creep Off, the most recent episode?
Yes.
Right, yeah. So, check that out.
So he's kind of enjoying it in there?
No.
No.
No, he's not having any fun at all.
Okay.
He's really bored and lonely, he said.
Does he get to listen to podcasts?
No, he can't listen to podcasts.
He can't? It seems like everybody can do anything in there.
I was surprised by that. But he must have access to the internet because he told me that I could afford to give him some money. So he must have looked at our Patreon.
All right. Carl, we'll look forward to tomorrow's show, Sunday show, and keep up the good work.
Oh, yeah. I'll be in Orlando, Florida this weekend at Chrissy Mayer's Content House. So I'll be doing the podcast from there. Who knows? We'll stop by Anthony Cumia, Gino Bisconti, Alex Stein, Chrissy Mayer. Who knows? It's going to be a great time.
Sounds good, Carl.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
See ya.
All right. Carl brought to you by Hall Financial.
Thanks, Hall Financial.